for those patients who are younger, where you're going to use the NSABP type approach of concurrent chemotherapy or post-AC chemotherapy and trastuzumab, what about dose dense chemotherapy?
That, I think, is being used very standardly now. In our own center, we've treated one or two. A number of people question which is the best way of incorporating the Herceptin into that. So again, we do not have the appropriate pharmacokinetic data on this. But what a lot of people are doing is they're giving, instead of doing the 4-2-2, they're giving something like the 4 mg per kilogram Q2 weekly. There is also some evidence that the loading can help. So some people take the first dose up initially a little bit. But you again have to remember that this is fairly close to an anthracycline. So I think instead of giving the 2 milligram per kilogram weekly on this, if you combine with the dose dense on a 4 mg per kilogram Q2 weekly basis, it makes it easier for the patient during that AC going into T. But it's only natural that people would adopt the Herceptin regimen again in an off-protocol setting. It's only natural that they would adopt this into a dose-dense kind of regimen. My understanding is one of the large German cooperative groups is actually testing the Herceptin in a dose-dense manner at this time.
What about markers of resistance to Herceptin in the adjuvant setting? Where are we at predicting that?
Massive efforts going on at the moment. As you know, Soon Pakers presented here today. We are conducting a transhera investigation. We are not there yet, and I think it's unwise to speculate on the very preliminary data. But there is no question that we will have markers very soon to predict who is going to benefit the most. The only thing that I will point out, which all of your listeners should be aware is a hot topic of investigation at the moment, is the degree of amplification, whether it be of estrogen receptor or of HER2, may be a critical factor in the incremental gain in benefit. And Soon Paik has already shown that in the NSABP-B14. And so I think that level of amplification, degree of amplification, is going to be a hot topic of investigation in the immediate future.